Imagine a moment, if you will, what it must be like to be homeless. I know maybe some of you know already, but imagine that, like Bartimaeus, that your only means of support is to sit there all day with your beggar's bowl. Now, we always have this picture of people dropping coins and stuff. More often than not, it was probably scraps that you would have received in your bowl, if you were lucky. You know, maybe the heel of a piece of bread, maybe a piece of meat, if you were lucky. Somebody's half-eaten apple. And then, after sitting there all day, hoping that you received at least enough to make somewhat of a meal, whether it was a couple of coppers or whether it was somebody's scraps, having to find some place safe to go sleep. And to worry that what little you may have brought in that day, somebody might take from you. Then imagine being without sight, to be blind, to have all these difficulties going on and not being able to see. So not only are you in a precarious place to begin with, you can't even see the danger. But on top of all that, because you have some affliction like blindness, somehow or another, even if it's caused by disease, we're told by Bartimaeus that to see again. So apparently he must have been a sighted person at one time. But if you have lost your sight, whether it was through disease or some other means, accident, it was considered that you did something wrong, that it was some kind of retribution, that it was punishment for sinfulness. And if you were born blind or deaf or lame, it must have been something your parents did. So you have Bartimaeus, who is already on the outside of society for his, you know, for his blindness. But on top of that, he would have been seen as a sinner. Even if he had no idea what he did, he must have done something. Yet, without sight, Bartimaeus is the one who has true vision, because without even seeing Christ, he knows who Jesus is. We hear that Jesus is leaving Jericho with his apostles and a crowd is following him, and you have Bartimaeus screaming out, when he finds out it's Jesus, you know, son of David, you know, look over here, you know, yelling at him. And of course, everybody is embarrassed because the blind guy is making a scene. He isn't behaving and shutting up and like he's supposed to. Instead, he's drawing attention to himself and he's yelling at Jesus and they're telling him to shut up. Yet, he doesn't. Instead, he keeps on calling out to Jesus, proclaiming Jesus as the Son of David, who, of course, is the Messiah. And Jesus is touched by this. We're told that Jesus stops, and he calls to them to send Bartimaeus over, and they tell him, okay, Jesus wants you, and he runs up, and Jesus asks him what he wants, and he tells him, I just want my sight back. And Jesus tells him, because of your faith. Now, our faith can do great things. In Bartimaeus' case, it was his faith alone that led to his healing, to the restoration of his sight. Now, As I said earlier, you have Bartimaeus, whose faith is so strong, who believes so much in this man called Jesus, that he doesn't remain quiet, in spite of the crowd around him telling him to be quiet. In spite of those who, in many ways, hold his life in their hands, Bartimaeus shouts out that this is Jesus. He will not be silent. Now, think about your own faith for a moment and how willing you are to call out the name of Christ, especially in a society that doesn't want to hear about it. How often do you listen to those voices telling you that we don't talk about our faith in polite company? Or how often does the voice inside of you say, oh, I can't say anything? Because I'm going to guess more often than not, it's you know, ourselves telling us that we can't say anything. But this is an opposition of our faith. Now, I'm not talking about those people who try to ground people's, you know, their faith onto somebody. I'm talking about just that willingness to talk about Christ, to share how Christ has made a difference in your life, to be a testament of faith. Now, when we talk about the good news, you know, of course, there's that canonical, you know, the canonical writings, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that we have, you know, written in our, you know, in our gospel books and in our lectionary and on these pages and in our Bibles. That's the good news of Jesus. But also the good news for about the first half a century after Jesus was the personal story of those who had experienced him or had experienced his teaching and the changes it made in their lives. And these were people who were willing to go against, you know, the norm of other people telling them to be quiet, to shut up about this guy named Jesus and your faith. And how for generation after generation, along with the written word, people have shared their own personal testament about their faith. Now, each of us are part of the body of Christ. You know, it talks about, in Paul's letter, about how the body is made up of different parts, and so is the church, that each of us brings particular gifts and skills and talents, that the Spirit has bestowed upon each of us different gifts to make sure that the church grows, that the word of Christ is heard, and to take care of one another. But though each of us has been given different gifts, we've all received the same mission, the same ministry. We refer to it as the Great Commission, that call to proclaim our faith to all people. That in spite of the voices on the outside, in spite of ourselves telling us that, oh, I shouldn't say anything, each and every one of us is called to share his or her story. Now, sometimes that is verbally, but as we've talked about in the past, the old Franciscan saying of, you know, in all that you do, proclaim the good news. Only when necessary, use words. So along with your words, the way you live your life. To be like that blind beggar sitting outside of Jericho, screaming, yelling, proclaiming Jesus as the Son of David, whose faith could not be silenced. Each of us is called to follow in that blind beggar's footsteps and to do the same, to proclaim Christ to everyone we meet, to allow others to know about the good news, to not be selfish. A few weeks ago, we read in the readings, the lectionary of the gospel, about how we don't keep, you know, a light underneath a bushel basket, but how instead we put it on a stand. And each of us are that stand in which the light of Christ shines from. We are the good news. Your story is your best gift. And I encourage you to shout out, to allow other people to know about this wonderful gift we've been given, and to share Christ with all people. This is our calling. This is what we give of ourselves.